This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul is leading a bipartisan delegation in Taiwan today. Chairman McCaul is joining Representative Young Kim, a Republican from California, Chairwoman of the Subcommittee on the Indo-Pacific, and Representative Ami Bera, the Democrat from California, and others. McCaul on China's threats.
We're not going to let this intimidation get to us. We all received sort of threatening texts. You know, there was talk about a Chinese escorting in here, but that's just really intimidation, saber rattling.
Our delegation will meet with Taiwanese business leaders and officials from the executive and legislative branches.
Talk about weapon systems that I sign off on going into Taiwan, to our Taiwan, and are they prepared?
House Republicans are considering calling in two former prosecutors that worked under Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan and House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer say the two ex-prosecutors are Mark Pomerantz and Kerry Dunn. They had been leading the investigation under Bragg's predecessor, former Manhattan DA Cyrus Vance. The two submitted their resignations in February of 2022 after Bragg began raising doubts about pursuing a case against Trump. If you need gasoline, you best get it now, as gas prices could spike in the next couple of days.
Gas Buddy says OPEC's decision to cut production will send the price of gas higher. Gas Buddy estimates that the cuts will cause gas prices to rise by 10 to 20 cents. The average price of a gallon of gas in the U.S. right now is $3.52. President Biden traveled to Saudi Arabia last summer and asked for a production hike, but that doesn't seem to have materialized yet. I'm Skip Kelly.
Celebrating the end of Prohibition in 1933, today is officially New Beer's Eve, as tomorrow is the official date it ended. USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
3 Tennessee state Democrats were pulled from their committee assignments after disrupting the state house floor in Nashville, Tennessee last Thursday, while protesters for stricter gun control measures stopped government business with their intrusion. Now the three activist lawmakers could face expulsion altogether. Tennessee House Speaker Cameron Sexton says Representatives Gloria Johnson, Justin Jones, and Justin Pearson will have their chance for due process.
I will vote to expel these three members. You know, in workplace, you have rules that you break. Sometimes those rules put a letter in your file. Sometimes the rules that you break have you get fired. In this instance, this rises to the level, I believe, of their actions on the House floor to be expelled.
Idaho Governor Brad Little signed a bill into law yesterday that makes it illegal for an adult to help a minor get an abortion without parental consent.
The law is the first of its kind in the U.S. and creates a new crime of abortion trafficking that would bar adults from obtaining abortion pills for a minor or recruiting, harboring, or transporting the pregnant minor without the consent of the minor's parent or guardian. Anyone convicted of breaking the law will face 2 to 5 years in prison and could also be sued by the minor's parent or guardian. I'm Skip Kelly.
The launch of Europe's first ever Jupiter mission Orion is just 1 week away. The European Space Agency's Jupiter Icy Moons Explorer Probe, or JUICE for short, is scheduled to lift off from Europe's spaceport in French Guiana at 8:15 a.m. Eastern, 1 week from today. Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, ready or not, here comes the IRS. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen scheduled to roll out the strategic operating plan for the IRS, funded by an unprecedented infusion of $80 billion. That's billion with a B, ladies and gentlemen. And with the recent indictment of Trump, will this embolden agents all the more? Well, Grover Norquist is with us right now, Americans for Tax Reform president. Good morning, Grover. How are you?
Doing very well. Good to be with you.
Always good. The ramifications of this indictment are going to reverberate through every institution, I believe. Maybe I'm understating, overstating. What do you think?
Well, I guess it depends on how it rolls out. It certainly looks as though we've had problems in the past with the FBI censoring things on Twitter, for crying out loud. We've had the IRS destroying the Tea Party movement by not allowing them to incorporate and get a tax number, which would allow them to have a banking account. So the IRS, you know, destroyed an entire political movement just by not giving them, in effect, the permit that you need to set up a bank account and move forward. And now we have locally elected prosecutors in, you know, a completely blue city deciding to take on, national candidates, which means you can take those sort of pot shots, sniper shots from any bureaucracy around the world. The accusation against, this is problematic, and yes, it will embolden bureaucracies. I guess when everybody saw the FBI was doing it, IRS was doing it, they figured, why not us?
Yeah. Well, you know, and you consider what Bragg had to say about influencing an election. Well, it's like, it tells me two things. Number one, they do get it. They understand that there could be a wrongful influence of elections, but it's just how you choose to apply it. Certainly, just in the couple of instances that you cited right now, the Democrats and those in power have decided, no, we're going to let that go. We're going to ignore that. That's irrelevant. What you chose to do with the Hunter Biden laptop, for example, and the misinformation, the disinformation, the Russian disinformation, that some 51 intelligence officials said and declared that it was Russian disinformation. To me, these people have lost all credibility, but they count on the reality that most Americans do not have a long memory. And here they come back, and next thing you know, they're pundits on cable TV outlets.
And they're helped by the establishment press, the court press, that is always advocating for bigger government. Why? Because most journalists basically take press releases in the form of leaks from the government to promote the policies that the government wants. You don't see people on TV running stories about how too much government has been wasteful or hurt the economy, and maybe confused people on what causes inflation. Obviously, too much spending and too much printing money causes inflation, but the press treats seriously that Biden's argument that, Putin did it. Putin's been around for a long time. Inflation only showed up when Biden spent too much. I'm not quite sure how that's a reasonable position. It is easier for the left to play these games because the establishment press doesn't cover them. Remember when Richard Nixon asked to have the tax returns of various political people that he perhaps didn't like? And that was a scandal, and the IRS leaked it, and it was an outrage and something that he should be impeached for. Well, why did he think he could do that? Because the Democrats have been doing it for 30 years. Because it wasn't actually technically illegal at the time. I mean, it's a good thing they made it illegal. Nobody in the administration should be pawing through people's tax returns. But this is a one-way street. The Internal Revenue Service has a union. 98%, 99% of the contributions they make go to Democrats. When they write checks to political parties, 100% go to the Democratic Party. And so when you have a one-party state inside a bureaucracy, one-party bureaucracy, that kind of basically says if people lose their privacy, it's only conservatives who are at the pointed end of that stick because it's not used against the left. There have not been cases of people leaking left-wing tax returns because they give money to left-wing groups. Only conservative contributions have been leaked into the press. The people that they audit skew. I was on the Commission on Restructuring the IRS under Clinton because the Clinton administration was using the IRS to target people.
Exactly.
So Congress, Republican House, and Senate, we need to look at this. And Clinton people had to agree. They signed the bill. And I asked the head of the IRS at the time, I said, look, I talked to conservative groups. A lot of them are getting audited, NRA, Heritage Foundation, Citizens Against Government Waste. And when I talked to my friends, left-wing friends, none of them are getting audited. Why is that? And they said, oh, well, we have this way of making the decisions completely nonpartisan, you know, the algorithm or the word for algorithm exactly. Back in the 90s.
Right.
And I said, that's great. Could you show it to us? Because, you know, we had a little committee that was doing this. Mm. Oh, it's a secret. You'll have to trust us, literally.
Right.
And one of the Democrats on the committee said, well, we pretty much exhausted this topic, haven't we? Let's move on.
Of course.
They've been getting away with that. It's very difficult to stop it. And, of course, you cannot count on the press to expose it. Have you talked about Chiavi, the reporter, very left-wing?
Right, reporter, exactly, yes.
Who was testifying before Congress about how the FBI was telling people at Uber and other social media things what was allowed to be said during the 2020 campaign, okay?
Right.
So you had censorship by the IRS, by the FBI.
Yes, exactly.
And people get mad at the high-tech companies. I'm sorry, if the FBI calls you on the phone and tells you what to do, that can be scary. I'm sympathetic to people who feel threatened by the FBI telling them what to do in life. But that was the government doing that. Chiavi was exposing it because he's actually, I guess, an honest liberal who doesn't like the government telling people what to do. And yet they sent the FBI, the IRS, to his house that day during the testimony message.
Exactly.
You know, we know where you live.
Right, right. Yeah, this is, you see, Grover, when you consider the brilliance of our Constitution, it is the infrastructure for an intelligent class of people. And not everybody wants to participate in stupidity, even though the realm of the coin is such that it may take you down some of those dark roads. Eventually, your conscience and your own sense of I don't know, I guess if you want to call it pride, it says, I just can't be that stupid. And maybe Ty Eby fits in that case along with others who have broken ranks from the left. And we can only hope that there would be more of that. And we'd also appreciate what our Constitution has to offer us. We've got more from Grover after this.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Continues with us at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. He is the Americans for Tax Reform president. As we were saying, Grover, I have been, if I can say, just an admirer of the genius of our Constitution and what it did historically. When you look back, this country out of nowhere came out of an idea, and in a matter of short order, we become the most powerful nation on the planet. And this is all because of the infrastructure of the Constitution. Now, progressives have come in and been chipping away at its foundation to the degree that it's now starting to implode on itself. As you mentioned, people are all prejudiced with certain perspectives to reinforce a one-party idea. People who their only interest is not about we the people. They mock we the people. They mock the idea of the consent of the governed. They are from the old guard that says you need to have a king. You need to have a ruling authority. And that is antithetical to our U.S. Constitution. And what we have realized from following our Constitution is that we're all the smarter, and the smarter for all people concerned. 30-40 million people. I mean, that's a lot of cumulative intelligence. And to surrender that, as we did during COVID, to one person, to Dr. Fauci, who now, the government kind of, the lefties have figured out that that's too much weight for Fauci to handle. So what we're going to do, Joe Biden is working out a deal with the WHO so that they now become the ruling authority if any pandemic comes down the road. And of course, if that's the case, and they are the ruling authority, that means we have relented. We have subordinated our sovereignty to the WHO. And, of course, you look back at what happened during the COVID years, the WHO wasn't any more brilliant than Dr. Fauci. So we're in a mess here. Go ahead.
Well, the advantage for the left of the World Health Organization is it is one step removed from any control by the American people. They thought when they took the power out of the hands of Congress or even the president, they said, oh, it's over here in this bureaucracy, which you can't elect the guy. You can't fire him. Mm-hmm. He does these edicts, and we've ceded our power to him, which, as some people point out, is not in the Constitution. Exactly. There is nowhere in the Constitution that says Congress can hand over, or the executive branch, can hand over the power to govern to some other body, which is what we do when the government says, oh, the American Bar Association, which is now over time very left-wing, they'll choose and decide who can be lawyers. They'll right. choose and decide who can be judges. That's not in the Constitution. The president nominates, the Senate confirms. There is no American Bar Association in that. Yeah. And they added in as a layer in order to exert statist left of center control.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Well, getting back to what we were talking about earlier with the rollout by Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen of the IRS's plan. This is going to come out. It's going to roll out in full force. They're empowered with $80 billion and guns. It's amazing. You think that would $80 billion be better served at our southern border as opposed to IRS agents attacking everyday American citizens?
Well, yes. And when Congress, all the Democrats voted to empower the IRS with $80 billion, there was nothing written down about what that money was going for. We heard speeches from Biden saying, oh, this will be to audit rich people. This will be only for companies. They could, you know what? That's not written in the law. Right. Matter of fact, the Republicans said, well, if you really claim you're not going to raise taxes on anyone who earns less than $400,000, here's an amendment that says with this $80 billion, you cannot increase audits on people who make less than $400,000, like the president says. Every single Democrat voted that down.
Yeah.
They knew that Biden was lying. Biden wanted them to change the law so that his lie could, happen. They just passed those. And then people said, well, how are you going to spend the money? And they would make up stuff. They would, oh, here's what they're going to spend it on. But it was not written down. It wasn't the law. It wasn't even an executive order. And then Yellen asked by Congress, because she did have to come in and talk to some Republicans, said, well, in 6 months, I told the IRS, they've got to get us tell us what they're going to do with it. If somebody asked me for $80 billion or $80, like a child, and said, I really need this, I'd want to know what it was, not a year and a half after I gave them the $80. But before I gave them the $80, I would want to know what the plan was, and preferably in writing. Mm-hmm. They've now written the plan, and it's supposed to come out a day or two before Easter, in order to make sure that nobody gets to pay attention to it, the press will ignore it. That's 48 days later than the 6 months, which is later than the 2 years. They're writing it down now, and we won't see it till 48. You try and be 48 days late getting something to the IRS.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, hello. Yeah, you're exactly right. And the thing is, see, this is all in the spirit of what Nancy Pelosi, brought into the whole process when she said, oh, you know, you got to pass it to find out what's in it, right? Isn't that what she told us about Obamacare? She was so excited about this.
She did. And it is interesting. You wonder how they have conversations in their own caucus, among the Democrat congressmen, that you then say out loud in front of the press what you'd say to the group, and the kind of things they must tell each other in that room are just amazing, because they slip out sometimes when they're talking to everybody. Yeah, you will know the law we've passed after we've passed it. Sit down, shut up, and we will tell you what we will do. Not, can we explain to you why this is a great idea and, you know, take a look at it, maybe test it out on some small state that we don't care too much about to see whether that it makes things better or worse. But it is amazing that the left has, they try and hide the power, and that's why taking it to the World Health Organization would be one step removed, because we're kind of on to the CDC and Fauci. Next time they make some edict, we're going to go, why would we believe you this time?
Yes, but exactly.
If you have to learn a new acronym, they could get away with that for a while.
Well, they're artists at that. They control the language. They move the goalposts, just like you went through the history of climate change, warming. You know, it was. We were going to go in the ice age, and you know, we've gone through all the iterations of it, and they're just biding for time, because that's what progressives do. They always say their excuses. We need more time and more money, right? They need those two important things, for them, and the people just keep on, keep on putting up with it. But like you said, this is the kind of conversation that happens in academia, in the faculty rooms. And there's all a bunch of yes people around. And you think, wow, these are intellectual individuals. And you get a bunch of yes people around. Nobody challenges anything. And the next thing you know, they're putting stuff out like Terry McAuliffe, telling the people of Virginia, well, you know, the kids don't belong to you. They belong to, they belong to the teachers, to public education. What a stupid idea. But nobody had the nerve in these rooms, like you said, to tell him, going, You can't say that. That's idiotic. That doesn't make sense. That's going to kill you. You know?
Yes. In the Democratic caucus, that is exactly how they talk. But they try and say something different when they talk to the general public. With the IRS, they're getting $80 billion, and they haven't even begun to explain to the American people the failures where they've leaked on purpose or by stupid. Privacy, the private things that, you have to give all your information to the IRS. And the IRS has leaked it sometimes deliberately to get Republican businesses attacked.
Exactly.
Other times to make a political point. Remember, they stole thousands and thousands of IRS returns and audits and handed them to a very left-wing group called ProPublica, which is just a left-wing outfit, which they then used to blackmail business people and say, do you want this relief?
Exactly.
Or do you want to do what we want? And the IRS hasn't even asked for the material back.
Unbelievable. Got to leave it there. Thank you, Grover Norquist.
Just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul is leading a bipartisan delegation in Taiwan today. Chairman McCaul is joining Representative Young Kim, the Republican from California, Chairwoman of the Subcommittee on the Indo-Pacific, and Representative Ami Bera, the Democrat from California, and others. McCaul on China's threats.
We're not going to let this intimidation get to us. We all received sort of threatening texts. You know, there was talk about a Chinese escorting in the air, but that's just really intimidation, saber rattling.
Our delegation will meet with Taiwanese business leaders and officials from the executive and legislative branches.
Talk about weapon systems that I sign off on going into Taiwan to arbitrate Taiwan. And are they prepared?
Today is officially Army Day. Let's explore the importance of Army Day and its rich history. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
With you, Bill Martinez here, having as much fun as they'll allow us, huh? 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're on standby for Mark Morano with Climate Depot, give you an update on that. Speaking of climate, again, you know, I'm so grateful for, you know, experts like Grover Norquist, who is the president for Americans for Tax Reform, staying on top of this on behalf of we the people. I mean, our government is to be a government of, for, by the people. Which means that it really requires the consent of the governed and those that are most interested in securing their own personal interest, power, control, greed. They've done everything they can to circumvent and nullify the Constitution on which we stand. Ladies and gentlemen, if we don't take a stand on this, if we don't push back and we allow the tyranny that has invaded, I mean, this is an inside out, you know, type movement that has happened to us. We've been warned. Trevor Loudon for many years came on this show and said, look it, we have communists within the ranks, elected officials, and these Marxist communists are taking over our government. And here they are. And you wonder what the heck is going on. I mean, to the point now that they're so emboldened and arrogant that they're telling you who you can vote for. We're going to decide for you who the candidate should be. And all this is just a beginning. It only gets worse, you know, going forward here. It's not going to get better. The only way it gets better, you know, barring the return of Jesus Christ himself in this Easter week as we talk about it, barring that, it is going to be up to the courage or lack thereof of the consent of the governed. Mark Morano joins us now, the executive editor and chief correspondent for ClimateDepot.com. Mark, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, we talk about the wacky world of climate alarmists. It's unbelievable, and we had this discussion with Grover Norquist just a moment ago. You know, this is what happens when you're in a silo and you talk with yourself and you talk with people that think the same thing. You know, we used to say in the business world, when you have, you know, two people in the same room agreeing on everything, one is unnecessary. You can't advance knowledge and intellect, right? If you're just self-reliant and you're just echoing, you know, what other people are saying. But this is what progressives have done, and we've got to see it for what it is, by them, you know, abandoning the Constitution, which I believe is brilliant on so many levels, because what it provides a higher calling for its citizenry to be involved, to exchange ideas, to make it better, to leave the country better than the way you found it, Mark. And the left is saying, nah, you know, we can't trust you. I mean, they've even been so bold to say recently, we don't trust the American voter to cast the right vote, right? I mean, how arrogant.
Yeah, in fact, what you're saying is extremely, you're hitting the nail right on the head. This is about the largest exercise of academic, media, corporate, government, bureaucratic groupthink in our history. And when I say this, I mean whether you're talking about COVID, whether you're talking about climate, you could throw Ukraine into that, you could throw transgender, you could throw critical race. This is a bunch of people who don't accept that there could be a differing view of their view. We've reached a point in America now, and people seem to accept it, you know, except for the vocal minority, which I'll call you and I and the people who resisted, you know, COVID mandates to start with. But we've reached a point in America that's antithetical to our founding, and that is where the government makes a claim. If you challenge that claim in any way, shape, or form, you are automatically guilty of misinformation. You can't disagree with a government claim on COVID, on climate, on terrorism, on foreign policy, on energy, on anything, because de facto you are then you are automatically a misinformer, a malinformer, disinformer, and you will be punished. You will be Chinese social credit style. You will be canceled, deplatformed, defunded. Professors losing their jobs. People losing their jobs in the business world, companies defunded. This is the world in which we live. And the same media who gloated about the Pentagon Papers, New York Times printed them showing the lies of our governments coming from the Pentagon relating to the Vietnam War, is now, if the Pentagon Papers came out in the year 2023, the New York Times would be immediately on it calling it, you know, misinformation, and they'd be suppressing it, much the way they did the Barrington Declaration or the Fauci emails, showing that he knew about gain of function and they were trying to cover it up.
Exactly. Or the Hunter laptop, right? The laptop from hell.
Hunter Biden laptop. And you can fill in the blank. It's all of these issues. It's every one of the main, every issue today, if you disagree with an official government position, be it NASA, be it public health, be it even international organizations like the U.S., you are automatically a considered spewing misinformation. How did we get to a point where a citizen who questions his own government is guilty of misinformation and the media will attack? This is just, it's phenomenal. And it happened with such rapidity. I mean, just.
Yes, it was quick, no doubt.
It.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Well, you know, they had circled the wagons, and it's almost like what happened in Ukraine. The infrastructure, you know, they saw what was going on. They saw how they were setting up on the border of Ukraine. I say they, the State Department, our government, people that know better. What did they think was going to happen? I mean, you're setting up a war footing. It's the same thing that's happening in China. The infrastructure is being well established there to attack Taiwan. Make no bones about it. But you ignore that stuff, and then what happens, then it gets much more expensive, and it comes upon you, and you go, oh my God, now what do we do? Now you're trying to negotiate with somebody who has, in a totalitarian sort of way, taken over land, and you're behind the eight ball, as opposed to dealing with it sooner. But this is the manner of progressives, and we the people, supposedly, in this democratic republic, which we were told that's what the kind of government we have, if we can keep it. And right now, Mark, to your point, we're not keeping it very well.
Yeah, so that's when I talk about the Great Reset and I lay out this dystopian future, big tech censorship is government censorship, ESG, defunding, a new form of capitalism called stakeholder capitalism, where private businesses aren't evaluated on profit margins or efficiency or product delivery. Instead, they're literally evaluated on how well they adhere to the woke criteria of everything from gender ideology to race to climate to energy. And that determines whether you get bank loans, whether you get favorable interest rates, whether you can actually exist in certain markets. This is pushed by huge equity asset firms like State Street and BlackRock.
Vanguard.
Assets together are larger exactly. than the United States economy. So this is what we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a whole new world. And people say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. March of 2020 changed our world, Bill. That's mm-hmm. the day of the month that the COVID emergency was declared and every mayor, governor, prime minister, president could become a dictator overnight. The most consequential decisions of our lifetime were done throughout without an ounce of democracy. An emergency was declared, unelected bureaucrats and executive orders ordering us to stay at home, closing churches, canceling weddings, funerals, canceling schools, canceling medical procedures, canceling businesses, politicians issuing curfews, telling you when you could go, banning you from backyard barbecues, and no one voted. There wasn't a single ounce, a single supervisor, board of supervisors, city council, Congress, state house, who voted on any of this. It was all done through executive decree, and they want to keep this kind of Chinese one-party authoritarian rule going in the once-free West. That's the Great Reset. That's what we're living through. And you opened it by talking about suppression of free speech. In 1963, John F. Kennedy gave a speech at the 20th anniversary of Voice of America. And he literally said a free nation that can't allow its citizens to determine truth from falsehood is a nation that no longer trusts its people. And we are at that point. And it was a speech decrying the Iron Curtain descending upon Europe with the Berlin Wall. That's the moment we are at right now. We are collapsing from within.
Exactly. Mark, March 2020, the day America died?
You could say it's
just
the day
something to think about.
Yes.
Let's go to break. We've got more from Mark after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
And we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Mark Morano, yes, the executive editor, chief correspondent for ClimateDepot.com, continues with us. Mark, you had quoted JFK about the truth. He also was known to say, for the great enemy of truth is very often not the lie, deliberate, contrived, and dishonest, but the myth. Persistent, persuasive, and unrealistic. And this is where the left and progressives live in. Their world is designed by a myth that's ethereal, it's nondescript, it is ever-flowing, ever-evolving, just like their gender identifications and on and on. And you've seen this this act when it came to the debate about climate. They continue to move the goalposts. They stretch out the narrative. They come up with new words, new definitions to confuse the people to the degree that people don't even know anymore, other than whenever there's a disruption in the weather, oh, it's climate change. You know, it must be the fault of climate change, right?
Yes. I mean, in terms of that, what JFK said, the myth. I mean, you have the myth of the climate crisis, the myth of the 97% consensus. The myth that every weather event is attributable to climate change. The myth that polar bears are disappearing. The myth of Florida being underwater due to sea level. All of these things were designed for one thing in mind, and it followed the COVID template, followed the climate template, which was fear. You get people fearful, you get them afraid, you give them short deadlines, and then you tell them they have to act. Why do you want people afraid? Because when people are afraid, they can't make rational, reasoned, calm decisions based on logic and evidence. They make the decisions based on emotion. That's what Greta Thunberg's entire existence is for. Telling children, I want you to panic. There's no reason to go to school when we don't have a future because politicians haven't turned the whole world Marxist in order to save the climate. So with climate, this is why, you know, one of the things that just happened 2 weeks ago, the Harvard Environmental Law Review just had a paper published. And this is, again, I'm not citing, he's making a mountain out of a molehill. He's citing an obscure Greenpeace blogger who has no sway. No, this is the Harvard Environmental Law Review. This is the organ of our ruling class claiming now that that companies, energy firms, and CEOs can be charged with the legal crime of climate homicide, climate deaths. The idea is that because of their promotion and production of fossil fuel, we are killing people due to climate change, due to extreme weather, due to sea level rise, etc. And so now they want to change our legal code so that we can legally try them with climate homicide. Now, I'm not finished, Bill, because this follows a doctor in British Columbia and a group of 30 doctors, but an actual head of an emergency room in British Columbia, diagnosing in 2021 the first medically diagnosed patient in the world as suffering from climate change, as a woman suffering from heat stroke. And that's not where it ends. The Australian academics, in a peer-reviewed study in 2020, called for adding climate change as a cause of death to death certificates. So you can be diagnosed by a doctor clinically with suffering from climate change. You can have it listed as your cause of death. And now Harvard University, the Harvard Law Review, wants to add it in the criminal code that you can be charged with climate homicide if you're responsible for increasing CO2. This is the bizarro dystopian world in which we live.
And again, if you're going to subordinate your sovereignty to the WHO, which Joe Biden is negotiating with the United Nations and the WHO to take over any future pandemic, you can declare this and now executive authorization from the WHO makes climate homicide all the more a real action. And this threatens all our liberties altogether. But that's what this is all about. At the end of the day, it's robbed the people of your freedoms and your liberties. I mean, you thought you read about slavery in the early years of our government, and you think it was bad. I mean, yeah. We're talking modern slavery at a exponentially different level, Mark. Here.
They want a permission state where everything you do has to be monitored, controlled, and regulated by pretty much the bureaucratic administrative state. Mm-hmm. And if you look at what's happening with Donald Trump, if you go back to just now, I'm red baiting here. It's not as bad as Godwin's law, I suppose, but I'm red baiting. But you go back to Joseph Stalin's chief of secret police.
Mm-hmm.
This was, I believe, late 40s, early 50s. His whole method was, you show me the man, and I'll show you the crime.
Exactly.
So the more absurd rules, regulations, the more logic-defying thing, and we're talking everything, there's people now in Canada who want to make it a crime subject to jail sentences if you misgender someone on purpose or don't give their correct pronoun. My point is, they're going to get to a point where if they don't like someone, if you are deemed an enemy of the state or someone who questions authority of the official organs of the government, and of course, the corporate media will bash you as well, and big tech and everyone else in academia, you're on the out. They will have any number of ways to get you. If you have a clean record, they'll get you on climate homicide. This is what we are facing, and this is what, Joseph Stalin perfected, because the idea was you get your enemies any way possible, and also, if you look at what they're doing with children's books today, what are they doing? They're erasing cultural, historical references of race, gender, people's appearances, fat-phobic comments, and old classic children's books. Now, this is what Joseph Stalin did. He had a book. There was a book out called The Commissar Vanishes. So these were official photographs of the old Soviet Union. As a commissar, one of his lieutenants or generals fell out of favor with the party by not doing something right or not following orders or maybe becoming a dissident, they would be airbrushed out of old photos. So you could see the photos with him in it, with Stalin and some lieutenant, and then they'd be airbrushed out. That is literally what American history is doing now. They're going back in time, and they're airbrushing out our past.
So much for our brave new world here, right? And I mean, for some people, Mark, that they, wow, Bill and Mark, you guys are paranoid. Wait a minute. We're paranoid. Look at, we're seeing the bricks in the wall here quite clearly. And Donald Trump, what happened to Donald Trump is a clear manifestation of how they have progressed down the field of play here, Mark.
Yeah, this is obviously unprecedented, and it's just basically, it's Stalin, secret police chief. Show me the man, I'll show you the crime. Trump is the man, and they will find whatever crime. I was watching MSNBC, by the way. This is the weakest of their links. They're going to go after Trump now in a federal case about the documents at Mar-a-Lago. They're bragging about some other case. There's going to be about three cases probably before summer. Some federal, some more state, and they're just going to be going after Donald Trump. And the goal is just, of course, to score that felony so he can't be on the ballot. So they want to take out the leading Republican nominee. I mean, we've seen this in other countries, and there would be, you know, the UN would have election monitors if this were another country coming to the U.S.
Well, Bragg said, how dare you influence an election? I mean, this is election influencing on its face. I mean, all being brought to you by, you know, by his department in collusion with George Soros. And, let's say it goes all the way up to Joe Biden, because we found out the other day that federal funds were used in the investigation of this for a state, you know, a state issue. The people's money federally was used for this indictment.
Yeah, I mean, so I mean, it'll be interesting to see whether this can even go forward or whether federal courts get involved. But you know, this is just descent into Banana Republic. But it's even beyond that. This is about one thing: dissent. You're not allowed to disagree with the official government position on anything, and that's not a free society. I mean, it's incredible how far we've fallen.
Well, this is why Joe Biden and even Justin Trudeau have admired the Chinese form of government, right? And I mean, what are we doing? Go ahead. Unwrap this. We got about 2.5 minutes left, Mark. Go ahead.
Okay, in my book, The Great Reset, that's one of my key focuses. This has allowed the once free West, which has lusted after one-party Chinese tyranny, the COVID lockdowns and the emergency decrees and this whole new brave new world, to literally copy China. Now, in my book, I detail how the World Health Organization, which is the number one funder, is the United States government, number two funder is Bill Gates. They sent a sham investigative committee to China in January 2020, and they said, copy China if you want to save the world of millions of deaths. And what was China doing? Literally lockdowns, unprecedented, locking people in their homes, killing animals, stealing people off, most insane tyranny. Well, if you look at this, then, of course, we all follow that. But there's a history. Tom Friedman, the pages of the New York Times, 2 decades ago, praising China's one-party rule for being enlightened leaders, getting things done. The UN climate chief praised China's one-party authoritarian rule for being favorable to climate regulations and lamented that U.S. democracy was detrimental to fighting climate. Justin Trudeau admired China's basic dictatorship. And then you have Apple CEO saying Apple and climate and China's values align perfectly on climate. We have Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm just about 3 weeks ago bragging that we could learn a lot from China if we copy them, especially on climate. So this has been these leaders in our ruling class. Remember, our ruling class has been lusting after this Chinese power. They finally have got it after March of 2020. They don't want to let it go. We're still under the COVID emergency. We're still under the 9/11 emergency powers. So this is where we are. And one last comment. Through the all of history, the one thing in common is the ruling class have tried to invent reasons why the rest of us cannot be free. And right now we're living under it. COVID, climate, these are the latest reasons.
Yeah, exactly. Mark, remind everybody the Great Reset, how they can get their hands on it, and how they can be in touch with you.
My website's climatedepot.com, and this book is The Great Reset, Global Elites and the Permanent Lockdown, available on Amazon, Big Tech, finally serving a useful purpose, selling books that hopefully will help bring down Big Tech.
Well, this is a must-read, ladies and gentlemen, as you've heard time and again on the show. You must own the knowledge. I mean, we encourage you, hopefully we motivate you to dig deeper, to find out for yourself. Don't just take our word for it. Make it be your own knowledge, because this will empower you all the more, and we need you to be empowered if liberty is to reign once again. Mark Morano, thank you for being with us. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.